Hello and welcome to this service of the Word coming to you from St. Martin's Church, North Nibley, on this, the last Sunday in Trinity. So I think it must be Advent next, last Sunday after Trinity. Yeah. So it's going into Advent shortly. Next week, I suppose, will be the fourth Sunday before Advent. Wow. I don't know where the time goes. So, welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy and peace be with you and also with you. We worship with Christians near and far, living and departed all over the world, old and young. God's word is for everyone. May it be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Now, I know that some of you like to have something to focus on during your worship. So if you want to run off and get a Bible or a candle or something, whatever it is that you like to have, then now is the time. And we now prepare to come before God. Lord, speak to us that we may hear your word. Move among us that we may behold your glory. And receive our prayers that we may learn to trust you. Amen. And now, before the readings, we pray the collect for the day, a special prayer written just for this Sunday. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us so to hear them, to read, mark, learn and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the hope of everlasting life, which you've given us in our Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is from the epistle, it's the second book of Timothy, chapter 4, starting at verse 6. As for me, I'm already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I fought the good fight, I finished the race, and I've kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. At my first defence, no one came to my support, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory for ever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke, starting at chapter 18, verse 9. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This parable about the tax collector and the Pharisee, you can interpret this parable in a straightforward, simplistic fashion. Pharisees are almost always in the New Testament cast as the opposition to what Jesus is trying to say or do. And they're always coming out with expressions such as, why are you eating with sinners? Or why are you working on the Sabbath? They're always there nagging, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why aren't you doing this? So it is easy for us to judge the Pharisees as a self-righteous hypocrite and assume that the moral of the parable is for us to be humble and pious and we'd be all right in the ever-watching eyes of God. But that, of course, would make us just as self-righteous as the Pharisee appears to be to us. Mac Davis, an American country music artist who wrote songs for such people as Elvis, had a huge hit in 1980 when he sang, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror because I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can." So, before we go off down that road, it is a good idea to notice that everything that the Pharisee says is true. He isn't like the other people. He's not like a robber or an evildoer or an adulterer or even like the tax collector, because he's not a tax collector. And he does fast twice a week and he does give a tenth of all that he gets to the church. On the other hand, the tax collector has been leading a bit of a dubious yet lucrative life, collecting and creaming off a percentage of other people's hard-gotten money, as he was entitled to do by the Romans, and he had, most likely, not built up a catalogue of good deeds to try and bolster his standing before God. And for that reason, he stands back feeling totally unable to enter the temple, and he throws himself at the mercy of God. And that is quite a contrast, isn't it? The Pharisee comes across as rather smug and confident that he is pleasing God, whereas the tax collector is desperate and sees no way of coming before God other than bearing his soul, if he's got one, before God and seeing what happens. He puts himself totally at the mercy of God. We, being human and having access to information from around the globe to digest and make judgment on, we tend to categorise people as a result. We put them into boxes. And we often do this on just the looks of a person, even before we know anything about them at all. One day, I was collecting for the Samaritans in Pembrokeshire at the showground, and I had somebody hurry past me without making eye contact, and then sheepishly returning with her purse open, saying, "Oh, sorry, I thought you were a Jehovah's Witness." As soon as we start categorising people, we're doomed. We're Pharisees. Jesus said, "Don't judge people." And that's exactly what we are doing when we put them into boxes. Any time that we draw a line against who's in and who isn't in, we'll find God in the other group to us. It's not about self-righteousness and humility anymore than it is about a pious Pharisee and a desperate tax collector. It's about God and God only. And it is God only who can judge the human heart. it is only God who determines to justify the ungodly. At the end of the parable, the Pharisee will go home and he'll be as he was when he came in, righteous. The tax collector will go home justified, seen as righteous in the eyes of God. How did that happen? He hasn't stopped being a tax collector, as far as we've heard. It has happened by the grace of God. That is how we are all saved, solely by the grace of God. There's nothing that we can do other than open ourselves up to God, put ourselves totally into God's hands and the mercy of Jesus. And then we will be invited to return to our homes in mercy, grace and gratitude. Amen. And we come to the Creed. There was a very interesting programme. Well, in fact, it was Songs of Praise. And it was all about the Creed and how it came about and the importance of it. And they were interviewing the three archbishops, the archbishop from Roman Catholics, the archbishop, it was the third one. Oh, of the Orthodox Church, and the old archbishop, Rowan. And it was brilliant. It was a really good programme. You can probably get it on BBC replay, whatever it is. It was good. It was interesting. And it's not often you say that about Songs of Praise. Now, so let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. And we pray for ourselves for forgiveness, knowing that when we get things wrong, if we bring them with an open heart to Christ and we are penitent, he will forgive us. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore to us the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive you your sins and make you holy to serve him in the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our intercessions for today. Merciful God, help us when praying to be like tax collectors. The tax collector who was honest and contrite in his prayers. He, unlike the Pharisee, knew that he was a sinner. And he stood before God in spiritual nakedness and in terrible need of forgiveness. We too pray for God's forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for your church throughout the world and for all Christian people, for the renewal of the church in faith, love and service. For Stephen, we pray, the Archbishop of York, and Sarah, the Archbishop of Canterbury elect, and also the Archbishop of the Roman Catholic Church in England, and the Archbishop of the Orthodox Church in England. And we pray for our bishops, Robert and Rachel and the life of this church and the benefice. We give you thanks for the gift of your word, the grace of the sacraments, and the fellowship of your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, Lord of all, we pray for peace in the world, bringing before you the troubles and dangers of people and nations, the war-torn and the world-weary. Share your blessings on communities seeking to rebuild their lives in peace and hope. Guide and protect refugees fleeing from war and persecution in their homelands. And direct all rulers, governments and leaders of people to strive for justice, peace and fair shares of the rich bounty of their lands. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for ourselves. Help us always to be sincerely aware of our own faults. Enable us to see likeable qualities in those that we may not like. Recognise the mistakes in what we thought was correct and to understand the strength in what we choose to see as weakness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the sick and the suffering and all who care for them. We pray for those people for whom today will be long and hard. For those struggling with despair or depression. For those in hospital and at home. We pray especially for those known to us, and in your goodness and mercy, grant them health of body, soundness of mind and peace of heart. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember in our prayers friends and loved ones who've enriched our lives and are now departed from us. We pray for those who have died in recent days. We also remember those whose anniversaries occur at this time. May your light shine on them forever and our lives be richer because of their memory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Faithful God, as we go out into the world, help us to entrust the past to your mercy, the present to your love, and the future to your wisdom. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And as we go out to serve the Lord this week coming, we pray, faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end, grant us the grace to trust you and to receive the gifts of your love, new every morning, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you and those that you love this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for being with me today. I must say that when I said that it's not very often that you get something interesting out of Songs of Praise, I didn't mean that the programme is boring. What I meant is it's very rarely is that programme done as a sort of mini documentary. it's normally done just as a sort of church service and meeting a few people, but this time it really was quite an educational documentary. It was really good. I am back next Sunday, which will be lovely, and news to share with you. To help John Hay out with the marvellous job that he has done for years with the editing of this recorded service and the putting out of the weekly email, that task has now been taken on by young Dan and Rebecca, my daughter and her husband, who got married in our church at Christmas time. They're now taking on that role. And so with our great thanks to them. And it's nice to have young people who can do these sort of things. Of course, it's computers, so they're on top of it, and that's what Dan does for a living. So we should have a really good church website. I mean, it always has been good up till now, but he's thinking, you know, hoping to take it up a few levels as well. So well done to the pair of them. And I'll see you next week. Bye.